Oh, most definitely. I feel like the bye week did us a great deal, great deed. Yesterday we had a great practice. You know, a lot of energy, a lot of guys flying around, and so we're here now.
Coach said it looked like guys were back to where the energy was before.
Yes, most definitely. And I feel the same way. You know, every phase of the game. You know, special teams flew around. Offense, we did. I mean, I think Matt was like 17 for 18 throughout practice yesterday. It was amazing. You know, and defense did a good job out there getting balls out and making interceptions.
How nice is it? I know you guys want to get a win. How nice is it to make sure you get a win and say we're moving forward?
Getting a win is very important, but, you know, we got to put the work in first. And that starts with today at practice. You know, we got to continue to have the same mindset of all about getting better and correcting those little things, protecting the football, and going after the football on defense.
Julio, do you and Matt or Roddy all come together with coach or with coach, you know, your offensive coordinator and say, let's work on some things, let's maybe try to change the game plan?
We have a meeting every Wednesday at the practice called Dirty Dozen with DQ. And we just give suggestions and, you know, just the leaders on the team. And we just talk to him throughout, you know, how's practice going, what we feeling like, you know, in the schedule, what needs to be changed, how we feel we can get better, whatever. But, I mean, it's up to them to, you know, to make those calls for us changes, like offensive or defense.
I saw a staggering statistic, 30% of Matt's passes are to you. I know you like to get the ball, but do you feel like this offense doesn't disperse and the ball isn't spread around enough?
Again, that's not my call, you know, that's, you know, the offensive coordinator's call. But I didn't know. I'm probably the first read, and 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be open, you know, early on in the progression because I'm the first read. But we have a lot of playmakers on this team. I feel like everybody can make a play if, you know, if the ball goes to them.
What have you focused on going up against Vontae Davis? The city hasn't gone exclusively one-on-one with anyone since week one against Sammy Watkins.
I don't know if he's gonna be like one-on-one with me, but I know he follows you around, but I don't know the coverage they're going to give us behind it. A lot of times teams, they match guys with me, but also they have safety help. So I don't know going into this game, so I got to be ready for everything, like for us. If he's going to press or is it going to be a two-man type day.
What are some of the things y'all can do to get back on track offensively?
We got to continue to do what we do. We're an explosive team. You know, we got a lot of playmakers. Just got to spread the ball around and take what the defense give us. And, you know, we play very hard every week. You know, we just, unfortunately, we didn't have, the outcome we wanted. But we just got to keep working.
The numbers look, I mean, you got 402, you average 25, so the numbers don't suggest anything's wrong.
Right.
Is it just the penalties and the turnovers?
The penalties and the turnovers are very big. And, we did a great job yesterday, like I said, at practice, you know, eliminating those turnovers and those penalties. Those, you know, and that's all the things that we can control. It's not the opposing team is controlling these things. It's all more so on us, you know, lack of regard for the football and pre-snap penalties and just little things. But we, as the Falcons, we got to get better at that.
What about just some of the season you're having personally? I mean, I know you try to stay away more on the team concept, but I think you're just off pace for Marvin Harrison's single season record for receptions and just, you know, putting up perhaps one of the greatest seasons in history of receiving. I mean, what does that mean to you? And I mean, do you kind of, I mean, I'm sure you'd like to have the record if it's there and that, you know, presents itself within the team concept.
I mean, those numbers don't mean anything to me. You know, if we're not winning, like, I mean, what's good as the numbers, you know? It's like I try to do any and everything I can do to help the team win. If the next, you know, what weeks we have left, you know, if it's just me to go out there and block or draw coverage, that's what I'm going to do to win. You know, if I need to go out there and catch, you know, 1,000 yards or, you know, 80 balls, whatever I got to do, I'm going to try to go do it. So it's that's just individual stuff. I you know, I stay away from it. I just try to come in and get better every day and be the best teammate I can possibly be.
Do you ever stop and look at it, though, and are kind of marvel when you see 80 catches after 9 games? Is that, I mean, as much as we do, you don't? You know,
I do not. It doesn't, yeah, you know, it doesn't, like, oh, well, I didn't even know that. But thank you for letting me know, but I don't care for it.